This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Eisenberg joins us here on Cody and Gold. Jake, what I love about that call, man, is the whoa, that was everybody's reaction, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you again this morning. That's really, I mean, my jaw dropped. I'm sure everybody else's did too. And that's really the only thing that came to mind was, whoa. And, you know, I was talking with Dusty last night at Diamond Dreams, and it kind of dawned on me while we were talking about that home run in that moment that I think what we've sort of missed on this, like the 30,000 foot view of this home run of what Cags did the other night, is that I think we kind of forgot that, like, this is his second month in the big leagues and he's 22 and this is what he's doing. Like, this is not what you would consider to be his prime yet, right? You know, like, his prime as a big leaguer would be, what, 3-4 years from now when he's, you know, 25, 26, 27 years old. If he's hitting 466-foot bombs now, what's he going to be doing in a few years? It's just really exciting to think about.
You mentioned the Diamond of Dreams last night. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw a photo. You were just walking around barefoot the whole night. What was up with that?
So let's see. HUD was walking around barefoot the whole night, and he had been telling everybody that he was going to, and he does every year. He loves getting the toes on that Trevor turf. And you know what? HUD's got that infectious energy. And he was like, Jake, come on. Like, you got to feel the grass. And I was like, all right, HUD, I'll pop off the shoes. I'll take off the socks. I'll walk around. I did it for about 30 seconds. We got a fun picture. But then my wife kindly said, hey, Jake, maybe you want to put the shoes back on. I was like, yeah, I think you're right.
You know, some people, it's just like nobody would even question it. HUD just walking around shoeless. Everyone's like, yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll say this. Like, I know that there's a lot of players and a lot of people that talk about grounding. You know, like really feeling the earth beneath your toes and all that. And I'll tell you what, that Trevor turf, it is pretty nice. It was pretty nice.
Just think, Caglione in right field was spitting on that turf just days before.
Oh yeah, even better. Good thing, yeah. I showered last night.
Yeah.
Jake will take care of it. No worries. I want to talk about the actual team on the field here in just a minute. But first, I do think we would like to officially invite you, if you're willing to join us. We'd like you to be a Witizen with us. If you haven't heard about our event on Sunday, we're doing the free Bobby Wood Jr. haircuts and the Bobby Wood Jr. lookalike contest that's been officially sanctioned, which this show does not often, apparently, in sanctioning. So do you want to be a Witizen with us?
I would be honored to be a Witizen. Now, I want to accept this invitation with one caveat. I am not nearly as good looking, and nor do I have the hair that Bobby has. So can I join the Witizens without having to do the haircut?
We also have a wig for you, if you would like, for you and HUD, you know?
Okay, that I think we can maybe pull off.
We've
that
ordered 100 wigs, so we'll get you one. That's not a problem.
Okay, yes, I am honored to accept an invitation to the Witizens.
I guess really the question is, if you were, did you model your hairstyle off of, after any of your favorite baseball players? I certainly modeled my swing after, like, Griffey when I was a kid.
So I didn't model my hairstyle, but I did dress up like my favorite player for Halloween one year. I did dress up as Mike Piazza, I think in first or second grade.
Nice.
And I drew on his goatee with like, you know, like one of my mom's like makeup pens or something like that. There's some pretty good pictures around there of, you know, 7-year-old Jake doing his best Mike Piazza impression.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk about this Mets series. And yeah, I know you grew up as a Mets fan too, so we'll get to that in a second. But this last week or so of Royals baseball, I mean, sometimes it is very simple. Like all of a sudden you get Bobby and Vinny and Salvi hitting together and here we go.
Yeah, and sometimes it is just that simple. And I think that's what's made this season sort of frustrating in some ways, is because you know that it's there. Like, you've seen it. You saw it last year. And for whatever reason, it hadn't clicked all quite at the same time this year until really these last 7 games. You know, the Royals have now won 6 of 7. They sweep the Pirates. The bats have broken out. The starting pitching is rounded back into form. And I think you're seeing the Royals team that we all kind of expected to see, you know, right from jump, and it might not have been right from jump. I mean, there was that stretch where they won 16 of 18 in late April into early May, and then obviously the swoon at the end of May, and of course, a really tough month of June. But I think it's a reminder that this is a long season, and this is what I talked to Logan about, you know, last week. Like, it's a long season. We haven't even reached the All-Star break yet. The Royals are 2 games under 500. They're in second place in the division. Sure, it's a 13-game, you know, deficit to the Tigers, who have been playing really, really well. But you're 3.5 games back of the third wild card spot. There's, I think, 2 teams between you and the Red Sox for that third wild card spot, and we haven't even reached the break. I mean, that's the thing about 3 wild card spots, is that, like, so many teams are in this. But that also includes the Royals. And I think something that maybe we've fallen victim to over the course of this season is that every win, it's like, oh my God, we're going to go win the World Series. And every loss, it feels like the sky is falling and it's time to blow it up and start all over. Yeah. And the truth is, like, the reality is somewhere much more in the middle of that. And I think somewhere that leans toward, this is a good team. Like, does the record say that right now, 46 and 48? Not necessarily, because that's 2 games below 500. But I think when we look up at the end of the season, I think we're going to look back and say, you know what, this is a pretty good team.
When you look at what happened offensively, what do you think the source of that was, obviously? Is it just all 3 guys have to be going for it to work the way that you want? We think Cags is hitting better because there's less pressure on him because the rest of the offense is going. Why do you think it was that April was tough for Vinny, April and May were tough for Salvi, and then obviously Bobby's been good all year. It's just been like slightly less than what we expected from last year, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's partially because, you know, Bobby set the bar so insanely high as he did. I think for Vinny, we saw in April that the timing wasn't quite there. And then once he figured that out at the end of April, beginning of May, and he's been on fire and one of the best hitters in baseball ever since then. I mean, we've seen Salvador Perez turn around and start bashing the ball out of the ballpark like we know Salvi can do. Michael Garcia has been probably the most consistent outside of Bobby Witt Jr. the entire season. I think he kind of gets lost in the shuffle of, like, the big bats of Bobby and Vinny and Salvi, and now, you know, Caglione coming into the mix, back-to-back games with a home run. I think something we haven't really seen or talked about much, the flip in the lineup of having Vinny hit third and Michael Garcia hit fourth, and then that putting Salvi fifth, I think that really lengthened the lineup, and that's what the Royals did right at the beginning of July up in Seattle. And since then, the Royals' offense has been pretty darn good, and all of those bats have been kind of coalescing and coming together. I'm not sure if that's the one thing. I don't think there is a one thing, but that certainly could be a thing, if you will.
Jake, something we've talked a lot about since Monday was the All-Star voting and the process, and obviously the roster's being set now, but, you know, the alternates get selected, and Michael gets passed over not once, not twice, but 3 times. I get the team being under 500 probably doesn't help the cause there, but still, how surprised are you that even after alternates, Michael is not getting a look?
I mean, I'll say this like bluntly, it's patently absurd that Michael Garcia is not an All-Star this year, because all he's done is be top 10, top 5 in the American League in average and hits and doubles and stolen bases and played fantastic defense at third the entire season. And the truth is, like, no disrespect to the guys that were named All-Stars or replaced as All-Stars, because they are all deserving in their own right with the seasons that they've had. This is not to take away from, certainly not Jose Ramirez and Alex Bregman, who are certainly deserving, but the players that replace them in Isak Paredes and Junior Caminera, they're both having fantastic seasons. I think the ones that stick out as egregious, one is Jazz Chisholm Jr. for obvious reasons, but least of which is the fact that he's played 60-some-odd games because he spent time in the injured list. Mikel's played 30 more games than him and has almost double the amount of hits that he does. And that's just like scratching the surface. And then Zach McKinstry, who's been a tremendous utility player for the Tigers. Like, there's no doubt about the fact that McKinstry has been part of the glue of the Tigers' magic this season. But Mikel also clears him in just about every single offensive category. And then you look defensively, and McKinstry has been a utility player. He's spent a good amount of time at third. He's played short. He's played some outfield. He has not been an everyday third baseman the way that Mikel Garcia has. And so I think when you stack these guys up together side by side by side, and you're looking at this, and you're like, how did this happen? This makes absolutely no sense. I was not surprised that Mikel Garcia was not initially named an all-star because of Jose Ramirez and Alex Bregman. I was surprised, but not necessarily disappointed, that Isak Paredes and Junior Caminero were chosen as the replacements. They're deserving. That was something that, you know, I felt they were kind of all in the mix. I was pretty darn surprised to see Jazz Chisholm's name and Zach McKinstry's name. Again, not taking anything away from them, I'm surprised to see them and also not see Mikel Garcia. Does that make sense?
I guess what happens is it gets so surprising at a point that it makes no more sense for me is when I start becoming a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, well, Aaron Boone doesn't want Mikel Garcia on a team with Jazz Chisholm because they don't like each other, you know, like. It starts feeling personal in ways because otherwise I can't explain it.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things that lead you to kind of start putting that tinfoil hat on, and that's understandable. I think what's unfortunate about all of it is that, you know, when we look back at careers and we look back at seasons, you know, it's so easy to go on Baseball Reference and see that little star next to a player's name and be like, oh, that was an all-star year for Mikel Garcia, and now he's not going to have that. And so, you know, that makes it all the more important for us as broadcasters and Royals fans to, you know, make sure that we remember that this is an all-star caliber season for Mikel Garcia, and he got snubbed. And, you know, just to bring up the Mets for a second, because they're in town this weekend, that's something that's happened with the Mets and Francisco Lindor the last couple of years. How that guy hasn't been an all-star the last couple of seasons, how this is his first year as an all-star for the Mets is sort of bewildering. And, you know, it's kind of a similar thing where you're going to look at Francisco Lindor's Baseball Reference page and like, that dude's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, you're going to look at his page and you're going to see, wait a minute, he wasn't an all-star for that long and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame? The answer is yes. And then the answer is also, well, that was a weird voting substitute thing for a couple of years. It had to have been. And I think that's one area where the voting and all that kind of gets murky is like, we're talking about legacy. We're talking about careers. We're also talking about money. You know, a lot of these guys have all-star, you know, clauses in their contracts or when it comes to arbitration that carries some weight. You know, and so like, I think that's what makes it murky. And I think makes it really unfortunate because Mikel Garcia has been absolutely deserving of being an all-star this year. And it is an abject shame that he will not be an all-star.
Talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan, the Mets in town this weekend, a chance to continue this momentum heading into the all-star break. They're coming off two losses in a doubleheader yesterday. Of course, the Royals had the day off. You grew up as a Mets fan, right? So this got to be kind of cool for you to call a Mets game or a Royals game against the Mets.
Yeah, look, it's always neat to, you know, see the quote-unquote hometown team. I mean, I grew up going to games at Chase Stadium. I grew up going to games at Citi Field. Obviously, my first big league games, you know, a handful of years ago were with the New York Mets. So there's a good amount of people in that clubhouse and on that staff and in that organization that I know well and you know, will root for when it's not these three games in Kansas City this weekend. You know, let's be clear where my allegiances are, and that is with the boys in blue at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, it'll be neat to see them on the other side just because it's a familiar team and some familiar names. But in truth, it is also at the same time, you know, one of the 29 other teams. It's just a team whose franchise I happen to know a little bit more about and have a little bit more institutional knowledge of. And, you know, I think it'll be kind of fun too. Like, you know, we've been thinking about the 10-year anniversary of the 2015 World Series and, you know, reliving all of those moments. And there's an Eric Hosmer bobblehead giveaway tonight. That's very well timed. And, you know, admittedly, like, this is a not so secret. Look, I was at the 2015 World Series. I was a sophomore in college. I was a Mets fan. I was at Citi Field for games 3 and 4. Wearing a Mets jersey and cheering for the team that I grew up rooting for, and obviously have a very different perspective of those events, you know, now 10 years later, That's admittedly a little bit weird, but it's also fun. And I think it's also one of the things that reminds me how lucky I am to, you know, as a baseball fan, be able to be a part of all of these different, you know, fan bases and organizations, but also like we all come from somewhere, right? You know, like we are all baseball fans at our core. That's what brings us together. Like the guys that are on the field tonight, you know, they grew up as, you know, Giants fans or Astros fans or Red Sox fans or Rangers fans or Braves fans or Cubs fans or, you know, whatever. You know, there's not many guys that play for the team that they grew up rooting for. That's a pretty rare thing. But when they put on that jersey, when they're a part of that organization, the same way that I am now, like we are all Royals fans now. And I think that's a really special thing that we can all have this foundation as baseball fans from somewhere. And that's what brings us together to watch these games that we love.
We'll be listening this weekend, Jake. Appreciate it. We'll get you some Whittison's eye black wig and everything for you and HUD, you know?
Oh, yeah. All in.
Tell HUD you can get a haircut on Sunday, you know?
I'll let him know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.